Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领我们来到这最后一整天的时间。
We thank the Lord for leading us through this last full day of the conference.
我们为着这几天主给我们的恩典，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for the graces bestowed upon us these few days.
但愿在这剩下的时间，我们能够更经历祂的丰富。
And the remaining time, may we experience all the more His abundance.
首先，我们还是要来继续看箴言。
We want to continue today to look into the book of Proverbs.
我们请翻到箴言。
Let us open up to the book of Proverbs.
箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
我们来念第九章第一节到第六节。
We'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 9 verses 1 through 6.
箴言第九章第一节到第六节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 1 through 6.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。宰杀牲畜，调和之酒，摆设筵席，打发侍女出去，自己在城中至高处呼叫，说：谁是愚昧人，可以转到这里来？又对那无知的人说：你们来吃我的饼，喝我调和的酒。你们愚蒙人要舍去愚蒙，就得存活，并要走在光明的道。好，我想我们就念这一段的圣经。
And that will be all the passage we'll read this morning.
我们再点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Father God, our heart is filled with thanksgiving to you.
我们来到你的面前，要向你低头敬拜。
As we come into your presence, we bow our head in worship.
你是主，你是我们的神。
And you are our Lord, our God.
你是我们的供应。
And you are our provision.
我们深相信，当我们在你儿子的名下聚集。
We deeply believe as we gather in the name of your Son.
你要照着你自己话所应许的。
According to your own promise in your word.
把你的同在赏赐给我们。
That you grant us your presence.
我们更仰望你。
Even more, we look to
you. 赏赐给我们在你面前有个渴慕的心。
That you grant to us a longing desire before you.
给我们有个受教的耳朵。
That we'll have a teachable ear.
让我们真的在你的面前。
So that truly in your
presence, 知道你自己的心意。
That we know what is your heart's desire.
主啊，你把我们所有的意念都转到你的面前。
Lord, turn all our attention and focus on you.
巴不得早晨我们都能够心意更新而变化。
And may it be that this morning will be all transformed and renewed in our mind.
查验何为你的善良、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So that we may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神，我们在箴言的里头。
We thank God in the book of Proverbs.
我们不只能够从所罗门这个有智慧的人的话上面来得到提醒和帮助。
Not only are we able to receive reminder and help from these wise sayings of Solomon.
这卷书更把我们的眼睛放在基督的身上。
But even more so, this book turns our eyes focused upon the Lord Himself.
因为除了他，没有真的智慧。
Because aside from Christ, there is no true wisdom.
所罗门虽然是极其的智慧。
Now, even though Solomon is exceedingly wise,
但是他的智慧乃是从那位智慧的神而来的。
Yet his wisdom comes from the God of wisdom.
圣灵把这些智慧的话放在圣经的上面。
And as the Holy Spirit places these wise sayings in the Bible,
不仅仅提醒我们，我们人生里面我们需要有智慧。
Not only does these words remind us in our life, we must have wisdom.
我们眼睛也必须要放准在这位智慧的主的身上。
Even more so, our eyes need to be squarely focused upon our Lord of wisdom.
不然的话，尽管我们好像听了一些智慧的话。
Otherwise, it seems as we have heard some wise sayings.
我们也许很内疚。
Perhaps that it would help us.
我们觉得我们的人生里面实在欠缺了智慧。
Yet we would still feel that we lack wisdom in our life.
但是同时另外一方面。
But at the same time.
我们也很矛盾。
We are also conflicted.
因为尽管我们怎么理解这些智慧的话语。
Regardless of how we try to understand these wise sayings.
我们也没有办法完全的理解。
It is a word that is beyond our comprehension.
并且就是在我们要学着要去做的时候。
And even as we learn to apply these words.
我们也发现我们实在是无能为力。
We also discover we are powerless.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的灵如何充满在所罗门的里面。
As the Spirit of God fills Solomon, likewise, he will also fill us.
让他得着了从天上来的智慧。
So that he receive wisdom from above.
圣灵今天同样要把这些话放在我们里头。
Likewise, today the Holy Spirit, he is to put these words within us.
来成为我们的指引，成为我们的提醒。
To become our direction and our reminder.
同时 时也提醒我们
，At the same time, he reminds us，
我们如果离开那位真智慧的主
，If we are apart from the true wisdom, our Lord of wisdom，
我们就没有办法能够活出智慧的生活。
There will be no means for us to live out or conduct a life of wisdom。
是圣灵来解释这些话在我们里面。
It is when the Holy Spirit interprets these words within us。
也是圣灵来引导我们进入这些话在我们生活里头的实际。
It is also the Holy Spirit who lead us into the practicality, the reality of these words in our daily living。
因此，我们的心必须要对准我们的主。
Therefore, our Lord must be accurate toward our Lord。
像所罗门一样，没有别的来祈求。
Just as Solomon, we do not ask for anything other。
只求一件事情。
We only inquire of one thing。
那就是智慧。
And that is wisdom。
这件事情摸着神的心。
And this really touched the heart of God。
这件事情也正是我们所应当的祈求。
And this is also that which we ought to ask of God。
只祈求。这位智慧的主
And we have to ask this Lord of wisdom.
这就像我们的心能够准准地对准他。
So that our hearts may be squarely focused correctly on him.
要我们能够活出智慧的生活。
So that as we live out this life of wisdom.
昨天我们看见。
Yesterday we shared.
所罗门给我们看见。
When Solomon showed us.
他所以把这些智慧的话给我们。
That he gave us these wise sayings.
那是叫我们这愚昧的人能够有智慧。
Is in order to give wisdom to the simple.
能够叫我们在人生里面懂得分辨
so that we can discern in our daily living
知道什么是应当有的生活原则
so that we ought to know how our life and principle which we live by
尽管我们有智慧
and even when we have wisdom
我们应着这些话
because of these wise sayings
我们要成为一个更有智慧的
we would gain more understanding and prudence
他给我们看见
Now he shows us
真实的智慧的那个原则
One is the principle of true wisdom
乃是我们敬畏神
And that principle is we ought to fear God
当我们真敬畏神
And when we truly fear God
我们才能够有智慧
Only then when we obtain wisdom
也换过来说
In other words
真正一个智慧的人
One who is truly wise
就是一个真的敬畏神
Is one who truly fears God
这是不能够把它缺一的来看
We cannot separate this or do one without the other
什么叫做敬畏
What is fear?
不错从旧约的里头
Yes, from the Old Covenant
我们看见什么叫做敬畏
We're able to see what fear is
那是对神的害怕
And that is when we fear and trembling before God
我们惧怕神
And we are fear and trembling before God
我们是不敢在他面前有任何不该有的光景
And we dare not have any condition that is not fit for him
人对神的怕
And our fear toward God
自然就叫我们不敢随便
Very naturally cause us not to be casual in our living.
当然可惜今天许多人
But sadly today many
生活腐败
When we have corrupt lives
放任
And we do as we wish
好像他们完全没有约束一样
It seems like we're living without restraint
就是因着不惧怕
And that is because of this lack of fear
不惧怕神
That we do not fear God
这正是世人的光景
And this is the condition of the people of this world
可惜也是神儿女们的情形
Sadly, it's also the condition of the children of God
好像神在我们以外
It seems as if outside of God
我们就欠缺了一种惧怕的心
And we lack this heart of piety, of fear
当我们在神的面前
And when we are in the presence of God,
我们惧怕
we are afraid.
知道他是神
we know that he is God.
他是轻慢不得的
and he cannot be mocked.
我们在神的面前
and in the presence of God,
我们存在着一个惧怕的心
we ought to have a heart of reverence.
那我们生活就会被提醒
then we are reminded in our daily living.
就像我们传福音的时候说的
even when we preach the gospel, we say,
约翰人心中说没有神
and then the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
但是在新约里头罗马书就很清楚告诉我们
but in the New Testament, the book of Romans clearly tells us,
神的事情原写明在人我们的心里
that the matters of God are clearly seen in our midst.
我们的心中就知道有位的神
and in our heart, we clearly see there is God.
所以我们常常也对朋友们说
so many times we say to their friends,
我们真的觉得没有神吗
do we truly feel there is no God?
抬头三尺有神明
as the saying goes, above our head, there is a God, there is the Spirit.
我们就会觉得说不可能没有神了。
We know there is God.
当我们发生难处的时候
when we have hardship,
我们就会呼天我们就祈求到底神你在哪里
Naturally, we'll cry out, God, for help, and where are you, God?
当然真的知道这个世界万物的时候
and when we truly know the creation,
也就像罗马书所说
just as the book of Romans says,
这就所造之物
and through the things that are created, that we know that evidently we know there is God. Even though man realized there is God, it ought not to be merely our head knowledge. If we truly know there is God, we ought to live a life of restraint. And we will have a heart of reverence.
什么叫做敬畏?
What is reverence?
从另外一方面来说,
on another perspective,
特别对着我们这种蒙恩的人,
especially for us who have been saved by grace,
真敬畏神,
if we truly fear God,
是因着我们对神的认识,
it is because of our knowledge of Him.
我们爱神,
and we love Him.
我们就敬畏他,
and we fear Him because we love Him.
我们爱神,
and we love God.
我们就怕,
and we are afraid.
不是怕他审判,
we are not afraid of his judgment.
不是怕他用雷轰来我们,
we are not afraid of his punishment.
不是怕我们落在难处,
it is not afraid that we are being disciplined and we are in hardship because of our actions.
那是怕神的不喜悦,
we are afraid to displease him.
我们怕,
we are afraid
叫神的心难过,
that will ache his heart.
我们敬畏他,
and we fear him in this way.
这是更积极的, 叫做敬畏,
and this is a more positive fear we have of God.
敬畏耶和华,
when we fear the Lord,
就是智慧的开端,
it is the beginning of wisdom.
就是我们在神面前能够活出智慧的原则,
and that is the principle in how we are able to live out wisdom in our daily life.
这正是在这箴言的里头,
and this is in the book of Proverbs,
给我们一个中心的提醒,
and this is a central thought, a reminder for us.
然后他就给我们看见有许许多多我们生活里面在这智慧的里头来表现,
and then there are many manifestations through our daily living how wisdom is expressed.
智慧不单只发出呼声,
wisdom not only beckons, calls us,
来呼召我们,
to call for us,
来听这些的话,
to hear such sayings,
来听他的声音,
to hear his voice,
听他的训诲,
to hear his instruction,
听他的教导,
to hear his teaching.
智慧也为着要来建造,
wisdom is also for building.
圣灵今天叫我们这些人听他的声音,
the Holy Spirit calls us to hear his voice today.
不仅仅叫我们知道,
it is not only for us to know,
我们应当如何顺服他的话来说,
how we ought to obey and keep his word and live.
他也为着 我们这些的人,
but in order for us,
能够被建造起来,
so that we may be built together.
什么叫做智慧与愚昧呢?
Now, what is wisdom and foolishness?
在箴言的里头常常出现这样子的对比,
now, there is oftentimes in the book of Proverbs this contrast,
智慧,
wisdom,
愚昧,
foolishness,
智慧人,
wise,
愚昧人,
and the fool.
这是多次的重复的,
now, many times this is repeated.
什么叫智慧和愚昧?
Now, what is wisdom and foolishness?
我记得如果你读过尼弟兄的一本的书,
now, if we have read this book of Brother Watchman Nee,
那就是旷野筵席,
and this is the banquet in the wilderness.
里面有一篇我忘记第几天了,
I forgot, this is a devotional on this particular day. I forgot which day it is.
当然这本书并不是尼弟兄每天的灵修的记录,
of course, this is not a daily devotional book.
乃是人把他许多的信息把它整合起来的,
but it is a collection of many of the messages by Brother Nee and put this book together.
在这卷书里面其中有一天他这样说,
now, in this particular book, one of the devotions, the message says,
他说什么叫做智慧人和愚昧人?
Now, what is wise and what is the fool?
什么叫做智慧和愚昧呢?
And what is wisdom and folly?
乃是 顺服和不顺服,
as a matter of obedience or disobedience.
假如我们顺服神,
now, if we were to obey God,
按着神的话去行,
and we walk according to the word of God,
那就是智慧,
that is wisdom.
愚昧人,
for the fool,
乃是没有顺从神的话,
that is, they disobey the word of God,
没有照着神的话去做的,
and they did not walk according to the word of God.
愚昧人,
the fool,
真言有句话说,
there are these words in the Proverbs,
愚昧人四话都听了,
And the fool hears the words of many.
也可以说什么话他都相信。
And they will believe anything you tell them.
这个愚昧的人所吸收的乃是这世界里面许多的人的话语。
So the fool absorbs, hears all the sayings of others, the world's sayings.
可悲的就是没有听真正应当听的话。
What is sad is they did not hear the one whom they have ought to listen to.
所以他在这里呼召我们说。
So wisdom here calls us.
我儿。
My son,
要听
hear,
要侧耳而听
pay attention and hear,
要留心听我的言语
give attention to hear my words.
听是为着遵行
to hear is in order to obey.
听是为着照他的话来生活
to hear is in order that we will live according to his word.
这才是叫做智慧人
and that is one who is wise.
智慧之子
And the sons of wisdom.
总与智慧为事
that we would walk wisely.
智慧的神的儿女
And those the children who are wise.
那就是听从
Are those who obey.
就是顺服
And they will follow.
这叫做智慧的生活
And that is a life of wisdom.
也是智慧人
And that is those who are wise.
因此你就看见他一面把这些话摆在我面前
So on the one hand, we see that these words are placed before us.
而叫我们听
So that we would hear.
叫我们生活在其中
So that we can live in these words.
受这些话的规模
So that we are governed by these words.
约束我们的生活
To constrain our daily living.
而同时呢
At the same time,
他说智慧建造房屋
Wisdom have built her house
凿成七根柱子
She has hewn out seven pillars
智慧建造房屋
That wisdom have built her house
智慧不仅仅要我们得听被听见被招来
Now wisdom not only beckons us and calls us so that we may hear
智慧更是有一个的目的
But even more so there is a purpose behind this wisdom
乃是为着要建造
The purpose is to build
要建造一个的房屋
It is to build a house
我们的主来到地上
Our Lord came to this world
他不只向人说出了恩言智慧之言语
Not only did he give us words of wisdom and gracious words
他不只呼召人来跟从他
Not only did he call man to follow him
要叫人认识神
But for us to know God
要叫人得着生命
So that we may receive life
他同时也要来要来建造
He is to come to build.
所以那一天当我们来到马太福音看见
So when we come to Matthew and we see
在该撒利亚腓立比
And he it was at Caesarea Philippi
当彼得他得着天上的父的启示
And when Peter received the revelation from the Father from above
他认识在他面前这位夫子这位老师
And he know this rabbi this master before him
乃是基督乃是永生神的儿子
And thou art the Christ the son of the living God
我们的主立刻就对他说
And immediately our Lord said to him
你是彼得
You are Peter
我告诉你
I tell you
我要建造我的教会在这磐石上
And I will build my church upon this rock
阴间的权势不能胜过他
And the powers of Hades shall not overpower it
他要建造他的教会
The Lord is to build his church
他来不仅仅要叫人听见他的恩言 他的智慧的言语
He did not merely come to give us his words of wisdom his gracious words
他来是要把这些所招来的人建造在这个磐石上面
But he has come to call and those whom he has called he is to build upon this rock
他要建造他的教会
He is to build his church
所以等到后来彼得就回想这些话
So later on when Peter recalled these words
他就很清楚地告诉我们
Very clearly Peter tells us
我们来到他的面前
When we come before him
就像一块小的石头
We are like pebbles, stones
是个有生命是个活的石头
We are those stones which have life, we are living stones
我们要被建造
And we are to be built together
我们要建造在这个根基上面
And we are to be built upon this foundation
我要被建造成为一个房屋
And we are to be built as a house
成为一个灵宫
To be a spiritual habitation
神就在他灵居住的所在
and it is a spiritual house for habitation through the spirit
现在他晓得主的话
and now he knows the word of God
主要建造
and God is to build
建造他的教会
to build his church
这是什么来建造
how is the Lord to build
那是这我们许许多多像彼得一样的成为活石的人
It is through all of us just as Peter we are those who are living stones
要来建造成为教会成为神的教会
So that we are made and built together as the church of God
这是主来到地上的工作
And this is the work of the Lord on earth
现在在这里这位的智慧
And here he has established wisdom
他 不只呼召人，也要来建造。
Not only did he come to call us, but he is to build us.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们这些人都是同样要在被建造在这个根基上面的。
Likewise, we are all who have been called to be built upon this foundation.
要来成就这位智慧的心意。
So that we may accomplish the heart of this Lord of wisdom.
智慧建造房屋,
wisdom has built her house.
凿成七根的柱子,
she has hewn out for her seven pillars.
那换句话说,
in other words,
这个房子,
and this building,
它能够被支撑起来,
he is able to receive support.
乃是在柱子的底下,
it is upon the support of these pillars.
或者这个柱子就把它撑起来了,
or in other words, it is these pillars that hold up the house.
是因着柱子,
it is because of the pillars.
叫这房子不能够倒塌,
so that this house will not fall.
不错,
yes.
一面来说,
on the one hand,
这个房子,
this house,
叫需要建造在好的根基的上面,
must build upon good ground.
我们的主在马太福音告诉我们,
and our Lord in Matthew tells us,
如果房子建造在沙土上面,
if the house was to build on sand,
风吹雨打,
and the winds come and the storms come,
房子就倒塌了,
and great is the fall of the house.
只有房子建造在磐石上,
only when the house is built upon the rock,
风吹雨打雨, 你都看见稳如泰山,
or we're able to see when the winds and storms come, the house is solid and will not fall.
当然我们主要是建造的教会,
and we know the church which the Lord will build,
那个根基就是他的自己,
and the foundation is the Lord himself.
这个是我们清楚的,
we are very clear on
但是另外一方面,
that. But on the other, hand,
这个房子的能够盖起来,
now in order for the house to be built,
也是因着有柱子把它撑起来,
it is also because the house is upheld by these pillars.
然后你就看见,
so we can see,
这个房子能够不倒的立在那里,
now this house is able to stand firmly.
这个柱子是什么?
Now what are these pillars?
当然我们简单说就支撑这房子。
Of course we say these pillars uphold the house.
虽然在这里没有告诉我们这七根柱子是什么,
even though in this passage of Proverbs it does not tell us what these seven pillars are.
但是很显然这个柱子是极其的重要。
But very apparently these seven pillars are extremely important.
很清楚让我们看见,
very clearly it shows us,
没有这些柱子,
without these pillars,
这个智慧所建造的房子就没有
the house which wisdom has built cannot be built and would not be upheld. When we have these pillars, this house will be built.
一个房子,
now for this house,
柱子没有了,
without the pillars,
很显然, 就倒塌了,
yeah, very clearly this house will fall.
你记得在四世纪里面, you,
you remember at the end of the book of Judges,
你记得一个事实,
you remember this judge,
我们每个人一提起他都认识他了,
each one of us when we mention this judge we know him.
这个人也曾经和柱子发生过关系,
now this judge also had to do with pillars,
那就是参孙,
and that's Samson.
有一天参孙被带到 一个菲利士人庆祝的大的一个会场上面,
now one day Samson was led to the arena where the Philistines had sport.
为什么被带到那里去?
Why was he brought there?
就是因为他要报他的仇了在那里,
that is Samson thought now is day for him to be avenged.
当然他来是被带到那里要来被玩耍的,
of course they brought him in so they can have make sport of him.
所有的人都知道说 这位的士师这个参孙,
and everyone knows this judge, this Samson,
是一个孔武有力, 极其能有大能的人,
he was a great and mighty powerful man.
所以有一天人都要在那打听到底的能力的秘诀在哪里,
and others would find out where is the secret of his strength.
可惜这一个的参孙到底说来真的不够敬畏神,
but the Samson at the end we realize he does not fear God enough.
他是否他人生里面就沉迷在女人的身上,
and he was always under the spell of other women.
所以有一天他遇见一个叫做大力,
so, 大力拉的女人, so one day he met this woman named Delilah.
他喜欢她,
and he liked her.
可是人家不喜欢她,
but she did not like him.
他喜欢她,
he liked her.
可是人家是好像被人用钱收买来做间谍,
yet she was bribed by money by others so she can be a spy.
所以她一次又一次在试探到底的能力在哪里,
so again and again she tried to find out the secret of his strength.
终于每天啰啰嗦嗦到一个地步, 这个参孙没有办法了,
at the end after she bugged him so many times day and night he gave in.
所以就把那个真的能力在哪里的秘诀告诉了他,
Therefore, he told her where the secret of his strength lies.
所以当他睡觉的时候
So when he was asleep,
人就把他的头发都剪掉
Another came in to cut, to shave his hair.
果然他就没有能力了
And at the end, he lost his strength.
当然这个不过是神给他能力的一个的意义
Of course, this is only one of the meaning which God has empowered him.
当他不顺服神了
When he did not submit to God,
当他头发也被剪掉
And when his hair, head was shown,
非利士人抓他的时候
And when the Philistines came upon him,
当然他只能够束手被擒了
Of course, he can only be captured in bonds.
等人把眼睛挖掉
And when they gouged him, his eyes
把他捆锁起来
And bound him in feathers.
等到他们很高兴的时候
And when they were rejoicing of this,
把他拉出来给大家玩耍
And to brought him out for sport.
这个小孩子把参孙带到这个这个会场上面
And when this young lad led him into the arena,
他对那个小孩子说
He said to the young man,
请你带到带我到这个房子的柱子那里让我靠一下
You bring me to the pillars of this building so I can rest upon them.
所以他就到那房子那里他就摸摸那个的柱子。
So when the young man brought Samson there, he felt and touched the pillar.
他在神面前祷告。
And he prayed before God.
求神给他再一次的能力。
That once again God will empower him.
来报这些非利士人挖他眼睛的仇。
To avenge him of his eyes of the Philistines.
他摸着这两根的柱子。
When he felt these two pillars.
大力一弯一拉。
And then he pulled and tucked on these pillars.
整个房子就倒塌了。
And the entire building fell.
似乎这两根的柱子
It seems as if these two pillars
就是个这个房子被撑起了个最主要的柱子
They were the main pillars, the columns that supported this building
这柱子倒塌
And this building, this pillars fell
断掉了
And it broke
房子就倒塌
And the building fell
当然那里三千的非利士人 一下子都倒闭了
Now, of course, all 3,000 of the Philistines were killed.
所以你就看见这房子和这个柱子发生了非常重要的关系。
Therefore, we're able to see how important these pillars are to a house.
当然，这房子是建造在一个好的根基上。
Of course, this house must be built on good foundation.
但是这个房子若欠缺了柱子
Yet, if this house also lacks the pillars,
也同样没有办法能够成为一个好的柱子可以建造起来。
Likewise, then, without good pillars, this house cannot be built.
现在智慧要建造房子。
Now, wisdom is to build her house.
他同样给我们看见。
Likewise, it shows us.
他要把这个柱子把它树立起来。
She must establish these seven pillars.
要有这些柱子。
In order to have these pillars.
然后这房子就被建造。
Then this house will be built.
智慧建造房屋。
And wisdom will build her house.
他造成七根的柱子。
She has hewn out for her seven pillars.
这些柱子。
And these pillars.
虽然圣经里面没有告诉我们是什么。
Though the Bible did not record for us what these pillars are.
我们都知道说在所罗门建造圣殿的时候
We know that when Solomon built the temple
它的前面有两根柱子
Now there were two pillars before the temple
左右两面
On the one on the right one on the left
一根叫亚经
And one is Jachin
那表明坚固的意思
And that means strength
一根叫做波阿斯
And the other pillar was named Boaz
意思说这里是能力
And the other meaning power
这里很清楚两根的柱子
And these two pillars
都有名字的
They are named
要叫亚根也叫做波阿斯
And one is Jachin and the other named Boaz
所以你看见这个柱子有它的价值
Therefore, we can see the value of these pillars.
现在智慧所建造的房屋
Now wisdom built her house.
她要得着这些智慧
She is to gain these seven pillars.
却没有给我们看见到底是什么
Yet it does not show us these pillars.
当然这些柱子
Of course, these pillars
很清楚告诉我们
Very clearly tells us
它不是从哪个地方搬来的
It is not brought from elsewhere.
它所造成这七根的柱子
But these pillars are hewn out.
它是花了功夫的
There's time that spent on these stones
来打造适合于这个房子的那些柱子
It is pillars that are hewn out that are fit for this house
所以他说造成
Therefore it has been hewn out
把这些柱子造成起来
So that these pillars are fashioned in this way
我们回头也记得所罗门建造他的殿
We also recall how Solomon built the temple
圣经给我们看见这殿建在摩利亚山上面
That it is from the stones from Mount Moriah
但是每一块殿的石头
But each stone of the temple
当要搬到这摩利亚山上面来的时候
Before they were moved to Mount Moriah
都是在 这个摩利亚山下面先造好了。
But they were first hewn out beneath Mount Moriah.
按照所罗门从他父亲所得来圣殿的蓝图。
According to the pattern that was shown to Solomon from his father David.
按照这一个圣殿每一个石头应该有的尺寸。
To have the exact measurements of each exact stone.
所罗门派这些工人在摩利亚山下就按照要求把每一块石头把它凿成。
Solomon will send each worksman beneath Mount Moriah to hew out each stone according to its measure.
然后把它搬到这山上面去。
And then to be carried upon the mount.
所以圣经说，当这圣殿造的时候
，Therefore the Bible tells us as the temple was being built,
一点声音都没有。
There was no noise that was heard.
因为要做的功夫都已经做完了。
Because all the work to hew out these stones have been done.
然后就被它建造起来。
And then they were moved to be used to be for the building.
现在智慧要建造这个房屋。
Now wisdom is to build her house.
要用这七根柱子来把它增支撑起来
to have these seven pillars to uphold this house.
他说这些的柱子
and these pillars
同样的
likewise
都是造成的
they are pillars that have been hewn out.
按照这个需要来把它建立起来
according to its need that these pillars have been fashioned.
那么这些柱子
and these pillars
是什么呢
what are they?
我们刚才说
we mentioned earlier
在圣经里面没有给我们看见
it is not recorded for us in the Bible.
像所罗门所建造的圣殿一样
just as the temple that was built by Solomon.
那前头这两根柱子有名字。
Now there are two pillars and they were named.
这七根柱子。
These seven pillars.
是什么呢?
What are they?
读圣经的人有不同的看法。
Now the Bible scholars may have different interpretations.
有人根据这卷这智慧书。
Some according to the book of Proverbs.
在这个箴言的里头。
According to the words in Proverbs.
很多次出现知识、谋略、智慧、灵命、智谋、训诲、聪明。
Many a times these words are repetitive. Knowledge, discretion, wisdom, prudence, counsel, instruction, and understanding.
所以他们就认为这七根柱子。
So some believe that these seven pillars.
那就是指着这几方面了。
It is speaking of these seven areas.
因为重复出现在箴言的里头。
Because again and again these words are repetitive in the book of Proverbs.
但是另外也有人认为。
But there are others who believe.
什么是这七根柱子呢?
What are these seven pillars?
史巴克弟兄他认为。
Brother Sparks, believe.
假如要论到这个柱子。
If we were to speak on these seven pillars.
他就以真理、光、生命、能力、美丽、顺服、舍己。来形容这七根柱子。
He says we can consider these seven pillars to be truth, light, life, strength, beautiful, obedience, and denying the self.
但是另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
如果我们来看整个箴言书。
When we look at the entire book of Proverbs,
特别从第十章开始一直到了二十四章。
Especially when we read from Proverbs 10 to Proverbs chapter 24.
也就是整卷这个箴言书一个非常主要的部分。
It is also a majority, a major part in the book of Proverbs.
因为到了二十五章你就看见虽然也是所罗门的箴言。
Because when we read Proverbs 25, even though it is the Proverbs of Solomon,
但是我们在圣经里面看见它形容这是箴言是杂，这是杂论。
But we can see it is described to us from chapter 25. This is a collection of the sayings of Solomon. It seems as they're less important.
如果我们从第十章一直到二十四章来看
，But from Proverbs 10 to 24, we see.
那是否我们能够接受有一些弟兄们的看法
？Perhaps we can accept these references of the brethren before.
因为事实你真的在里面看见。
Because indeed, from these chapters, we can see.
重复也重复了有一些的话的出现。
Again, there are many of these words are repetitive.
你在里面你能够看见。
There we're able to see.
提到公义、殷勤、爱。
It mentions righteousness, diligence, love.
提到谦卑、恩典和真实。
Mercy, humility, grace, truth.
提到管教或者叫做节制。
Discipline and self-control.
爱或者叫做仁慈。
Love and mercy.
你重复也能够看见这些词语在这部分里头。
Again and again, we can see these terms, these words being mentioned in these proverbs.
当然这些的话。
Of course, such words.
有些时候在这之前略也提了一点。
Before, these words were mentioned.
在二十四章后面也略有提起一点。
And after chapter 24, these words were also mentioned.
但是你能够在十章到二十四章里头。
But from Proverbs 10 to 24.
你能够看见重复再重复有这样子的话。
Again and again, we can see these words appear repeatedly. repeatedly.
并且是一个对比的话。
And in fact, when these words appear, they're in contrast.
所以你就发现说。
Therefore, we can discover.
这些所出现的这些用词。
All these terms, these words that appear.
只有可能我们能够来摆在这七根的柱子的那个名字的上面。
Very possibly, we can place these words as the seven pillars that are being built.
自然我们现在讲的这几个这个几个词语。
Of course, these terms that we're sharing on now.
也有点点看法上有点差别。
Of course, there may be some different interpretation of these words in particular.
我们现在所讲的这几个几样的东西。
Now, these seven items that we're sharing on.
摩根弟兄就有点点的不同看法。
Now, Brother Morgan have a different view of these words.
但是姑且这样说，他还是大同小异。
But even though they may differ slightly, in general, they are similar.
假如是从这个角度来看。
Now, we look at it from that particular angle.
那我们就能够说。
Then we're able to say.
什么是这七根柱子呢？
What are these seven pillars?
那就给我们看见。
And then we can see.
智慧他所建造的房屋。
The wisdom has built her house.
所要造成的七根柱子。
And these seven pillars.
用在我们的身上。
If it's applied upon us.
那就与我们发生了极其密切的关系。
It has a very intimate relationship with us.
你我被招来。
You and I have been called.
我们要被建造在这个磐石上面。
When we are to be built on this rock.
要成为圣灵居住的所在。
To be a spiritual habitation by the Spirit.
要成为基督的教会。
So that we would become the church of Christ.
那我们这些的材料。
And for us as such material.
我们同样需要被凿成。
Likewise, we need to be built hewn out.
我们要被成为适合于这个建造的那个的柱子。
We need to be fashioned to be material that's fit for this house.
然后叫这个房子能够被撑起来。
So that this house may be supported.
而对于我们来说。
As for us.
按照我们的本相。
According to our own nature.
没有一样的东西。
There is nothing whatsoever.
能够适合于神的教会。
That is meet for the church of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们常常以为。
Many times we believe.
神的教会。
The church of God.
虽然我们很懂得说。
That we can say.
神的教会并不是一个物质的建造。
We can say that the church of God is not a material.
神的教会就是我们。
But that the church of God is us.
所以我们常常说我们聚在一起。
So many times we say when we're gathered together.
那就是教会。
We are the church.
那就是教会的聚会。
And that it is the church meeting.
不错，某一方面来说。
Yes, in some aspect.
这的确是教会。
That is the church.
但是从另外一个角度来说。
But from another perspective.
这仍然不能够完全去说这就是教会。
We cannot merely say the gathering of God's people is the church.
假如这样子就是教会的话，
if that is the makeup of the church,
那我们就不必读以弗所书、哥罗西书了。
We don't need to read Ephesians or Colossians.
因为保罗明显告诉我们说，
because Paul clearly tells us,
教会乃是基督的身体，
that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
It is the fullness of him who fills all and is in all.
教会乃是在基督之下。
And the church is under Christ.
基督乃是元首。
And Christ is the head.
但是另外一方面。
But on the other aspect.
教会是与基督分不开。
That the church cannot be separate from Christ.
应该这样说。
We can put it this way.
教会乃是与基督不仅仅是联合。
Not only is the church united with Christ.
教会就是基督。
But the church is Christ.
所以你读了哥林多前书十二章。
So when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
论到这身体里面每一个肢体。
Speaking concerning the members of the body in particular.
保罗并不是说教会也是这样。
Paul does not say so is the church.
保罗乃是说基督也是这样。
But Paul says so also is the Christ.
这才是教会。
And that is the church.
教会就是应当显出基督自己。
And the church ought to manifest Christ himself.
教会就是基督。
Because the church is Christ.
我们常常说,
Many times we say,
我们是基督身体上的肢体。
We say that we are members of the body of Christ.
基督就是教会的元首。
And Christ is the head of the church.
但是很可惜常常我们以为,
But sadly we believe,
我们与教会,
that we with the church,
我们与基督,
or we with Christ,
我们是联合的,
that we are in union.
但是我们的生活里面,
But yet in our daily living,
常常是分开的,
it is separate.
因为是我们,
because it's us,
我们常常可以自由地做主,
and we do whatever we want as Lord ourselves.
我们常常说基督就是元首,
and we say Christ is the head,
他就是头,
and he is the head.
但是这个身体可以没有头, 就可以活动了。
Yet this body of ours, we can live with our head and do whatever we want.
可以吗?
Is that possible?
我在香港说忙也是很忙，说不忙也不忙。
Now in Hong Kong, I can say I'm quite busy, but I'm also not so busy.
但有些时候，当我忙的时候
，But at times when I'm so busy,
哎呀，头发也长了。
My hair grows long.
就需要剪头发。
And I need to get a haircut.
每一次我都在那里想。
And each time I think to myself.
神造我这个头的时候
，Now when God created this head of mine.
如果能够用螺丝这样转上去就好了。
Now if He can just make my head like a screw and I can just screw it on, that would be great.
那我剪头发的时候可以转下来。
And so I can unscrew my head for a haircut.
那我就告诉那理发师，我暂时放一下。
So I can tell the barber, look, I'm going to place my head here for you for this time being.
但是等一下，等我办完事，我回来拿。
And I go about my business and I come back for my head.
那这样多好。
Now how convenient that would be, right?
那我的手可以做其他的事。
So my hand can be about at my own business.
我的脚可以去我要去的地方。
And my feet can go wherever I need to do.
我的头可以去剪头发。
And my head can be at the barber shop.
那真是太奥妙了。
Now this is truly wonderful mystery then. But
就是不能,
we cannot have it that way.
但是假如能,
but if it was possible,
那你也会觉得很被吓坏掉,
then you'll be scared to death.
每天你看见这个头飞来飞去,
then, you'll see heads flying all around.
然后你看见手啊,
and you can see your hands going, doing whatever it wants.
这身体一点都不像个身体,
now, this body does not look like a body at all.
这个身体必须要受头的约束,
now, this body must be constrained, governed by the head.
这身体绝对不能
This body must never be separated from the head.
Then
it is the body and the relationship of the body with the head. And this is Christ and the church. And only this is the true church. Because the church is the body of Christ, is Christ himself. Therefore, when the Lord is to build his church, He has to build all these stones built together. And each one of these stones must be fit for this church. In other words, each one of these stones must be fit according to the head. Then would these stones be built together? Now these seven pillars must complete this
来达到这房子的要求,
to fit the requirement of this house.
然后才能被建造起来,
and then these seven pillars can be built together.
所以在你我的身上,
so upon you and me,
神必须要工作在我们身上,
God must work upon you and me.
把那出于他,
that is from him,
适合于他,
that is according to him,
这个生命与圣情,
and this nature and life of ours
来在我们身上把它建立起来,
must be built upon us so that we can be edified.
然后这才能够
And then that would be our testimony. We thank God. Peter tells us that the Lord has called us according to his life and virtue. Not only did he give us his life, but at the same time he shows us. But he calls us according to his nature, his virtue. Not only did he give us life, but it's in order for us to live out his virtue, his nature. And then we can see
基督自己,
Christ himself,
他怎么在地上来表现出来,
how he himself expressed that.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄前天已经讲过了,
our brother Dana already shared with us.
教会神的儿女们,
now, the church, the children of God,
在地上被称为基督徒,
when we are called Christians,
这些人,
these people,
那是因为人在他身上看见了基督,
that is because others see Christ from these individuals.
所以称他们做基督人,
so they are called Christ men.
如果这些人身上没有被看见基督,
now, if from the man Christ is not seen,
那就没有办法被这样子的称呼,
then we would not be called as such.
我们今天也称为基督的基督人,
now we have become Christ men.
人在我们身上看见什么?
But what do others see upon us?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我常常说,
many times I say,
今天我们许多做基督徒的,
that today many Christians,
都是身负重任的一样,
that we have been entrusted with this commitment,
我们负了一个天国的那个间谍的责任,
that we have been placed as spies from the heavenly kingdom into this world,
我们躲藏在许多的单位上面,
that we're as spies hidden in many units in this world.
但是有一天有很多的基督徒,
but many times this Christians,
突然之间身份败露了,
our our identity as Christians, as spies, have been exposed.
人家说,
Others would discover, oh, you're a Christian.
你看看这是什么样的光景?
Now then we can say what kind of condition 哎呀, that we're in.
我已经躲藏了30年了,就是不让你发现我是基督徒。
We perhaps say, oh, I've been hiding as a spy, for as a Christian for 30 years, but now you found me out.
糟糕,今天竟然身份败露了。
But now my identity has been exposed.
那看来我回天国差不多时间了。
So it's about time for me to return home then.
所以你看见我们常常显不出一种的情形来。
So many times we have this condition, we cannot manifest who we ought to be.
人在我们身上,
others upon us.
看不见基督,
they are not able to see Christ.
这就是我们的失败,
and that is our failure.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
教会在这地上,
when the church is on earth,
那是让人看见基督的,
it's for, in order for others to see Christ.
这个智慧所建造的房子,
and this is the wisdom building her house.
那必须要让看见这个建造人的智慧,
so in order for this structure to display the wisdom of the builder.
人看见这个房子,
and when others see this building,
就能看见这个房子实在是非常的有智慧的建造起来的,
they're able to recognize and truly see wisdom on display through the structure.
这个示巴的女王看见所罗门的宫殿,
and when the Queen of Sheba saw the temple of Solomon,
看见她的皇宫,
and saw his majesty,
哎呀,
his,
她吓得魂不神不守舍,
his palace, she was in awe.
因为太
because it was so much splendor, it's too majestic.
太有智慧的建造,
and it's a building full of wisdom.
所以他说我听你的智慧是在今天当面看了,
and
she said, 实在是完全不一样,
I have heard of your wisdom and now I've seen with my own eyes, this is completely different.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你绝对从这些建造里面看见所罗门的智慧,
indeed from the structures we're able to see the wisdom of Solomon.
现在这个智慧,
and now such wisdom
要来建造这个房子,
is to build her house.
她就要做成适合于这个房子的七根柱子,
she is to hew out 7 pillars that is meet for the building of her house.
今天基督在我们身上,
today Christ upon us,
他同样要把他的性情,
likewise his own nature,
把他的美德,
his virtue,
来是坐在我们的身上,
is to be done within us,
让我们显出他的美丽,
so that we're able to display his beauty.
所以当我们看这七根的柱子,
so when we look at these 7 pillars,
里面我们说,
on the one hand we say,
如果像有些读圣经的人这样看,
if as some Bible scholars say,
这些的柱子,
these pillars,
那就是智慧、训诲、谋略等等,
there are knowledge, discretion, wisdom, and etc.
那我个人看,
then personally speaking,
如果我们从以赛亚书来看一段话,
if we look at these words from the book of Isaiah,
这里说耶和华的灵住在他身上,
says the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him,
使他有智慧和聪明的灵,
the Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
谋略和能力的灵,
the Spirit of counsel and strength,
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵,
the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord,
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐,
and he will delight in the fear of the Lord,
行审判不凭眼见,
and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. So when we see such description here, of course this is a description upon our Lord himself, because one day when our Lord was on earth, indeed we're able to see these words being fulfilled upon him, and he has also used these words. So we look at it from this perspective,
以智慧的本身,
and from wisdom itself,
我们一面能够这样接纳,
we can say and accept it in this way.
假若是从这个角度看,
if we look at it from this angle,
那只说智慧的本身,
and if it was wisdom itself,
也许这样看法是有它
Perhaps there is a positive, correct view in wisdom itself in this perspective.
但是假如以智慧的建造的一面来看,
but when we look at it from the perspective of wisdom using to build,
那我们就不得不同意, 从第十章开始一直到二十四章这样子的形容,
then we must agree with words in Proverbs 10 to 24, these terms and words that are used.
当然这些的形容,
of course, these descriptions
也离不开智慧的本身,
cannot depart away from wisdom itself.
这些的形容,
but these descriptions
也同样给我们看见,
at the same time shows us,
这正是智慧所要造成的柱子,
these are the 7 pillars that wisdom is to hewn out.
当这些柱子被建造起来,
and when these pillars are established,
这个房子就能够表现出来,
then this house will be in display. So we thank the Lord.
从这些的里头,
from these, amongst these,
我们来看,
we're able to see the work of God upon us. When we look at it from these words, then,
从第九章跳到第十章的时候,
when we go from chapter 9 in Proverbs to chapter 10,
第一个出现的词,
the first words that appear,
第一个对比,
the first contrast,
那就不义,
and it has to do with righteousness and wickedness.
他说不义之财毫无益处,
it says that treasures of wickedness profit nothing.
唯有公义能救人脱离死亡,
but righteousness delivers from death.
这里很第一个出现的对比就是不义与公义,
so the first contrast, this comparison between wickedness and righteousness.
那换一句话说,
in other words,
假如这就是七根柱子的其中一根,
if these this is one of the seven pillars.
那这一根柱子,
then this pillar
那就是公义,
is righteousness.
这是公义的柱子,
it is a pillar of righteousness. Now in this house, the house which wisdom has built,
其中的一根的柱子,
one of these pillars, we can give this pillar a name. And this is named righteousness. Now our Lord, when he is to do this work upon us, this is the work he is to do.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
按照我们的本性,
according to our own nature,
我们毫无公义,
we have no righteousness whatsoever. And we are those who are unrighteous.
如果你来到罗马书第一章,
if we come to Romans chapter 1,
你看到在哪里, 或者说第一章到第三章,
or we can say Romans 1 through 3.
那你讲到世人的罪,
and when it says the sin of this world,
你看见论到外邦人的罪,
concerning the sin of the Gentiles,
你看见在那里是形容的光景,
you can see the description there.
你看见都是满了不义,
it is filled with unrighteousness.
我们原来都是不义的,
we are those who are unrighteous.
所以我们显出许许多的不义的生活,
therefore we express many wickedness, unrighteous acts in our daily living. And the book of Romans tells us,
我们是不被,
and that we have been made slaves to unrighteousness. And that is the condition that we were in.
有哪一个人说我是公义的呢?
Which one of us can claim that we are righteous?
有哪一个人说你是一个义人?
Which one dare say that we are righteous?
当然我们都能够明白,
of course we all know,
没有一个义人,
there is no one righteous.
连一个都没有,
no, not even one.
我们在这个
and this world,
我们这些人,
for us,
都是不义的,
we are all those who are unrighteous.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
有天应着主的怜悯,
one day, by the mercy of the Lord,
这位义的,
the one who is righteous,
他来代替我们这些不义的,
he has come to be become sin for us.
他把我们从罪的里面拯救出来,
and the righteous was made unrighteous. He delivered us from sin.
他要我们能够因着信,
and by faith,
我们在神面前称义,
that we have been justified, been made righteous before God.
我们可以称义站在神的面前,
we can now be justified in the presence of God.
这个救恩,
and this salvation,
却不仅仅停留在这里,
not merely remains at that station.
我们的主,
our Lord,
不仅仅是要叫我们
not merely just have us stand as justified before God, even a deeper work upon us, so that we may manifest his character, so that we may able to live out his life, to manifest his righteousness, to manifest his own righteousness. Our Lord himself very clearly shows us,
他是那义者,
he is the righteous one.
所以彼得在那大声地宣告,
so Peter loudly proclaimed, and you have slain this righteous one, and you have crucified him,
他是义者,
and he is the righteous one.
但是今天,
but today,
这位义者,
and this righteous one,
他要把他的义,
for his own righteousness, likewise will be done upon us, so that in our life, in our nature, it is through the Holy Spirit, his own nature, his righteousness, to be woven within us. So very apparently, this is the work that the Lord is to do upon us, so that we will be built, to manifest such a condition. Chapter 8 tells us,
丰富尊荣在我,
riches and honor are with me.
恒久的财并公义也在我,
enduring wealth and righteousness.
那换一句话说,
in other words,
我们不只要认识什么叫做不义, 什么叫做公义,
not only do we know what is unrighteousness, wickedness, and righteousness,
我们也要知道他就是义,
but we also come to know that He is righteous. Wisdom is righteousness.
智慧他就是公义,
now, wisdom is righteousness.
公义在他,
and with righteousness, is with him. Yesterday we read 1 Corinthians. It is by God's doing, it is of God that we are in Christ. And God has made him to be our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and redemption. And God has made him to be our righteousness. And today, for us to be in Christ, not only have we experienced His grace, but today in Christ, we are also to see He is to be made our righteousness. So in our daily living, our Lord, as the Holy Spirit leads us,
他的训会,
and His teaching,
我们昨天讲这个训会,
as we mentioned yesterday, this instruction, and this teaching. In other words, this instruction is to constrain us, restrain us.
他的那个训词,
and this teaching, this instruction,
他的话,
His word,
就是要来提醒我们,
it is to remind us,
管教我们,
is to teach us.
所以他说, 我的话,
so He says, My word,
我口中的言语,
all the words of My mouth
都是公义,
are righteous.
并无弯曲怪僻,
there is nothing froward or perverse in them. And they are to be words of truth, to tell what is right.
那换一句话说,
in other words, how do we manifest the fact that we are righteous? So the first point upon this, that is in our daily living,
表现出来的,
that it is trained,
我们生活里头,
and in our daily living,
我们的言语,
it is our speech.
是不是?
Does our speech manifest this condition of truth, of righteousness? The what we say, are they true? Now, because of time, we have to quickly go through these.
他说公义的嘴,
righteous lips
是王所喜悦的,
are the delight of kings.
说正直的话,
and he who speaks right
是王所喜悦的,
is loved.
那你就看见这里开始讲到公义的时候,
here, when it begins to talk about righteousness,
他就先讲到我们的言语,
first, it speaks of our speech, our tongue.
那当然,
of course, here, it also tells us
公义,
in the righteousness,
它也是一条路,
it is a way of life.
他说在公义的道路上,
in the way of righteousness, it's life.
有生命,
it's life. And in its pathway, there is no death.
在这个道路的上面,
now, in this way,
他说在公义的道路上面,
and in this way of righteousness, and you will gain this crown of glory. Now, many times, righteousness is a way, a path. And you must walk in it.
那用新约的话来说,
so, in New Testament terms,
我们的主既是我们的公义,
since our Lord Himself is our righteousness,
我们就需要住在他的里面,
and we must live in Him, and we must walk in Him.
那这个义的路,
now this path of the righteous, now this life of righteousness must be established upon us.
他说义人的路,
and the path of the righteous,
乃是越走越明亮,
it is brighter and brighter as the noonday light.
所以除非
So unless we do not know what righteousness is, unless we do not have a seeking heart, if we pursue righteousness, then we'll receive life. And we gain a crown of glory and righteousness. Now, I'll just mention some of these areas. Now, for the sake of time, brothers and sisters, you can return home and compare and contrast yourself. Because in these areas, there are many reminders for us. And in each comparison, meditate. And see these words. And to see of what help it is for us. So when we go forward and see,
从第二节, 十章第二节提到公义,
when we see chapter 10 verse 2 mention about righteousness,
然后很快他就提到,
very quickly then it mentions, about diligence.
他说手懒的,
and it says, poor is he, poor is he who works with a negligent hand, But the hand of the diligent makes rich. And he makes rich. And this is the life of the sons who act wisely. And it is a life of diligence. And then it continues to tell us in many areas. And one who is diligent. The hand of the diligent will rule. The precious possessions of a man is diligence. And he is able to make rich. On the other hand, wickedness is compared with righteousness. And the comparison of diligence is laziness. So as wisdom beckons,
他说智慧的人啊,
and then he who is wise,
你要睡到什么时候呢?
And when will you sleep?
你要睡到何时呢?
And how long will you lie down?
懒惰的人啊,
oh, sluggard.
你整天在那里沉睡,
and you have been deep sleep.
你这懒惰的人啊,
and who you sluggard.
他和床就是发生很密切的关系,
and you have a deep relationship with your bed.
这是绝对的好朋友,
and they are good friends.
所以他说这个门啊, 这个扭在这个 这个虚扭在那转动,
as the door turns on its hinges,
这个懒惰的人也是这样子,
and that is the sluggard on his bed.
这每天早晨你都看得很清楚,
and we see that every morning when we turn on our beds.
我们就看见就是这样子一种光景,
and that is our condition.
而且懒惰的人借口也很多,
and there are many excuses with those who are lazy.
他说哎呀不要出去因为外面太冷了,
oh, don't go out, it's too cold outside.
不要出去因为外面太危险有狮子啊,
oh, don't go out because there's a lion and dangerous in the street.
这都是懒人的借口,
and these are excuses of the sluggard.
中国人说懒人多借口,
and as the Chinese saying says, if you have lazy, you have all the excuses in the world.
我们中有许多自以为的那种的理由,
and we have so many reasons.
一个懒惰的懒到一个地步,
and the slugger is so sluggard,
这里说,
lazy.
他连手从盘子里面拿到嘴巴里面来都不肯的,
he is burying his hand in this dish, he is wearing of bringing it into his mouth again.
我不知道你听过这个故事吗?
I don't know if you heard this story before.
哎呀, 有个父亲他是非常疼爱他的儿子,
now this father dearly loves his son.
而且呢，这个儿子也实在是懒得有名的。And
this son is so lazy, everybody knows his laziness.
所以有一天就爸爸要出远门去。
So one day his father was to go out.
所以他怕他儿子饿死了。And
he was afraid that his son will hunger to death.
所以他就叫人做了一个非常大的饼。
So they made a very big bread for him.
这个饼就用来盖在他儿子身上。
And this bread was hung around his neck.
让他做他的被盖。
And so that it would become his meal.
他想想看我出去这一个多月,
and so I'm going out for a month.
我这儿子再怎么冷也不会饿死。
And so even if how lazy is, he won't hunger to death.
整个背都是饼啊,
and so he's carrying on him all bread around him. And so here,
他只要低头一咬就可以了,
so all he has to do is bend down and take a bite.
咬完中间咬左边,
he can take a bite in the middle to the left,
然后就咬右边,
and bite to the right.
再没有了可以拉高一点就可以了嘛,
and just pull it up a little bit and he can bite again.
没想到,
but
等到他老爸从外地回来了,
when the father came home,
他儿子死掉了,
the son died.
这个爸爸真是没办法,
this father had no way.
他说你真的活该啊,
this, you deserve it.
因为他发现只有三口,
he discovered that the son only took 3 bites of the cake.
就是中间左边和右边,
the middle part, the left part, and the right part.
其他多一点都不咬,
he wouldn't even do any more to survive.
所以真言不就告诉你吗?
So this tells us,
懒惰的地步,
the sluggard is so lazy,
伸手去拿都不愿意,
he buried his hand, he would not even bring it to his mouth again.
那我们可以说是够懒了,
and so this is just too much.
是不是?
Right?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
殷勤,
diligence,
乃是你我应有的性情,
ought to be a nature that we have.
如果我没有记错,
if I remember correctly,
这个穆迪弟兄曾经说,
now Brother Moody once said,
他说神从来都不救一个懒惰的人,
now God never saves a lazy person.
有些人真的懒得想到的将来,
now some are so lazy they would not think of what lies ahead.
但是感谢神我们这些人还算是殷勤,
yeah, so thank God we are considered diligent then.
我们还是有救的人,
and so we are those who are not beyond salvation.
但是请你不要忘记,
but do not forget,
我们是真殷勤吗?
Are we truly diligent?
恐怕说真话,
perhaps to be truth be told, we're very diligent upon the things we ought not to be diligent at. But yet we're very lazy at the things we ought to have diligence in.
你同意吗?
Do you agree?
八卦很殷勤,
now many times we are very diligent in gossip.
你懂不懂什么叫八卦,
so this is Cantonese, right? Gossip.
我们这样是别人家的事情,我们通天天都晓得。
And so when gossip comes, we're very diligent to know all the stories.
哎呀,隔壁邻是什么事情啊, 前后什么事情,
what happens with this neighbor, that neighbor all around me, I know 哎呀, all the stories.
我们说我们忙死啊,
and so I'm so busy.
很多人的事情我都要关心,
I am mindful of everyone else's business.
就是在属灵的事情上一点都不关心,
but we are lazy and not mindful and careful on spiritual matters.
同意吗?
Right?
我对年轻人说,
I say to the young people,
今天, 不像在中国大陆从前,
now today is unlike before in the olden days in mainland China.
你要哪一本圣经都那么难啊,
now it is very difficult 对不对? To have a Bible there.
今天我们随手都可以有圣经,
today we have a Bible at our reach.
因为圣经就在你的手机上面,
because the Bible is in your devices.
但请问有多少人你每天拿着手机都在读圣经,
but how many of us would read the Bible on our devices every day?
是不是?
Right?
每天我在香港坐地下铁看见很多人都在看手机,
when I'm on the metro in Hong Kong, I see all their heads down with their devices.
不是看电影就是看电子游戏,
they're playing games or watching movies on their devices.
难得有个人在看圣经,
no one you would find reading their Bible on their device.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
该殷勤的今天许多基督徒,
there are many things that Christians ought to be diligent in, but we are lazy.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神要得着的,
now what God is to gain, he is always after one who is diligent.
你看见那以利沙,
and we can see Elijah.
他什么会被神所呼召?
Why was he called by God?
并不是因为以利亚看这个年轻人游手好闲,
it is not because Elijah saw, oh, he's idle, have nothing to do.
这个年轻人有什么用呢?
Now what's good for him?
没有用,
he's useless.
那就是做传道最好了,
and he's idle, so what's best job for him? He go be a preacher, that would be the best job.
有一天有个妈妈来告诉我,
and so one day the mom comes to tell me,
她说你能不能帮帮我的儿子,
oh, can you help my son out a bit?
我说帮他什么呢?
Well, how can I help him?
这个儿子,
oh, this son of mine.
他的哥哥又是读书很好,
now his brother studies well.
某某哥哥他又是做事做很好,
and this older brother does well here.
每一个兄弟都很有出息,
and all his siblings have a,
就是我这个儿子,
have a bright future. But this son,
一点都不知道他到底能够做什么,
I don't know what he is to be.
我想来想去,
I think and think for him.
他的人生能够做什么?
What can he do in his life?
他说你帮他的忙,
oh, why don't you help him out?
学你一样做传道,
oh, to help you, why don't you help him out to be like you so he can be a preacher?
那我说我们这些白痴的人才做传道,
and so then only those who are idiots would become preachers then.
那我真的昏倒,
and so it really frustrates me.
神用的人啊,
Those who God uses,
不是白痴的,
they are not idiots.
神用的人都是殷勤的人,
yeah, God uses those who are diligent.
以利沙是因为很殷勤在田里面,
that is because Elijah was very diligent in working the field.
他在那间,那个耕地,
and he was plowing the field.
前面已经有人在那耕地,
others have plowed the field already.
他用12对的牛在耕地,
but he plowed with a 12 pairs of oxen.
他自己管着第12对,
and he was the one, the 12 in charge of this.
你看见他是一个殷勤工作的人,
so we see Elijah was one who was diligently at work.
神看中了他,
and God saw him.
神就呼召了他,
and God called him.
你看见这个路德,
and you can see for Ruth,
她怎么样能够被这个波阿斯遇见呢?
Now how was she encountered with Boaz?
她来到这个,
she came into this land of Israel. She was not just sitting idly at home.
有一天波阿斯出来游荡的时候,
and when I Boaz on his walk, casual walk,
哎呀, 看见一个女人在家里没事情干,
and saw a woman at home doing nothing.
所以他就看中她了,
and then set his eyes on her.
当然不是,
of course that's not,
因着这个路德,
but because of Ruth,
他 来到波阿斯的田间。
She came into the field of Boaz.
她从早晨一直到黄昏。
From morning to dusk.
跟着波阿斯的仆人。
She followed the servants of Boaz.
在捡拾那个的麦穗。
And she was only gleaning from that which dropped in the field.
她是一个殷勤的人。
So she was very, very diligent.
是殷勤的人。
And so one who is diligent.
才能够被神所看重。
Is one who God sees with his eyes.
殷勤的人。
One who is diligent.
才能够富足。
Can make rich.
弟兄姊妹们，你我常常羡慕别人。
Brothers and sisters, we admire others.
但是你我到底花在神的话上面
？But you and I, how much time do we spend on the word of God?
我们花了多少的功夫
？How much effort did we put in?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你原谅我说
，Forgive me.
因为当然年纪大了，记性就不好。
Of course, when I get older, my memory flees.
但是另外一方面来
，But on the other hand,
我对我自己说
，When I say to myself,
我越来越记性不好。
Oh, the more and more my memory goes.
我常常说，以前你告诉我说你电话号码多少号
？Before you tell me what your phone number is,
我马上就记住。
Immediately I remember.
今天你给我讲三次我都忘记。
Today you tell me three times, I still forget.
因为我脑筋都已经用错了。
Because now I spend so much of my mind on elsewhere.
被这现代科技搞得我们脑筋都。
And all these present-day technology now has caused our minds to be lazy.
今天你要想一节的经文。
So today you want to think of a Bible verse.
不必想。
You cannot think. You don't need to think.
你点一点你的手机就可以了。
Just get your device out and look for it, right?
从前我们要背。
Before we have to recite it.
现在就不需要。
Now we don't need to.
我们脑筋慢慢生锈。
And so our minds are getting rusty.
我们没有好好花时间在神话。
Because we did not spend sufficient time in the Word of God.
所以你就不能够得着丰富。
So we cannot make rich.
所以你看见吗？殷勤不可懒惰。
So we must be diligent and not be lazy.
保罗很清楚告诉。
So Paul tells us very clearly.
我们应当做殷勤的人。
That we ought to serve diligently.
在什么事情上面殷勤
？Now what ought we be diligent in?
在服事主上面殷勤。
To serve the Lord diligently.
要心里火热。
It's fervent in spirit.
常常服事主。
Serving the Lord.
这个殷勤。
Now this nature, character of diligence,
应当在我们身上被建立起来
，ought to be established upon us.
我们在殷勤上
，when we are diligent.
彼得说
，Peter says.
要分外的殷勤
，applying all diligence.
我们需要在殷勤上努力
，that we must give all in diligence.
这个性格
，and this nature
是主的性格
，it is the character of our Lord.
所以你看见我们主来到地上
，so when our Lord was on earth,
我们主从来不闲懒。
He was never idle or lazy.
马可福音特别讲到我们主做仆人。
Mark especially tells us as the servant.
但是我们主忙碌到一个地步，连饭都顾不得吃。
Our Lord was so busy serving, working that he did not have time to eat.
当然，我们主不像我们在那里白忙。
Of course, our Lord is not us busy with busy work.
为着自己忙。
That he was not busy with his own affairs.
他是为着神的旨意忙。
But he was busy about with the matters of God.
他是忙在神的旨意当中。
He was busy with the will of God.
按照神的旨意
，according to the will of God，
他在那里服侍
，and he was serving the Lord。
很快，我们的时间快。
Very quickly, our time is up。
这里我们很快看多几个点。
So we go quickly。
这里告诉我们爱。
Here it tells about love。
仁或者叫仁慈。
In other words, mercy。
他说恨能够挑起争端。
Hatred stirs up strife。
爱能够遮盖一切。
But love covers all transgressions。
圣经里面给我们看见。
In the Bible, it tells us。
爱当然是这个重要的事。
Of course, love is very important。
在我们人生的里头。
And in our daily living。
爱自然是非常重要的。
Love is of utmost importance。
人间没有爱。
Without love in this world。
那就非常残酷了。
It would be very, very sorrowful。
但是严格说来。
But, to be strict。
没有真的爱。
Man does not have true love.
因为爱的根源乃是神。
Because the love, the origin of God is love.
人离开神。
Apart from God.
人就失去爱。
Man will have no love.
人没有神。
Without God.
就没有真的爱。
Man will not have true love.
人的爱。
The love of man.
在伟大的爱。
Even a greater love of man.
都是个不完整的句号。
It is still an incomplete love.
这个爱。
This love
是出于人自己。
It is from man himself.
因着人间没有真的爱。
Because there's lack of true love in this world.
甚至乎因着人间就是欠缺爱。
That is because this world lacks love, has no love.
所以你看见这人的中间有一点点的爱。
So when you see some hints of love in this world.
我们就觉得伟大的不得了。
We find it already so great.
是不是这样子?
Is that the case?
一个人做了一点事情, 你就觉得说他非常的有爱心。
Someone does very little and you feel, oh, this person has so much love.
就是因为这个世界太残酷了。
And because this is a very, very cruel world.
所以一点点的爱,
so even very slight hint of love, man would find it as great.
只有主是爱,
only the Lord is love.
只有神是爱,
only God is love.
如果有神才有真的爱,
only with God there is true love.
圣经在希腊文的里, 希腊文的里头,
in Greek, in the Bible,
有几个提到爱的词,
there are these terms that is for love.
一种是情欲的爱,
one is eros.
一个是普通人与人之间家庭的关系的爱,
and the other love is within family, within friends.
而在圣经的里头,
and in the Bible,
比较多出现的,
many times it appears,
那就是友情的爱,
this is a friendship, is a filial love.
和神圣的爱,
and it is agape love.
在世界上面,
and in this world,
你看了情欲的爱,
we can see the love of lust. It is filled in this world.
那种不叫真的爱,
and that is not true love.
那是欺骗,
and that is a lie.
在家庭里面的爱,
now, the love in the family,
同样的, 你就在看见世界里头,
likewise in this world,
这个似乎好像看来是比较完, 比较正面的,
it seems more positive, this love.
但这个爱,
but such love,
还不是神所要的,
it is still not the love that God is after.
圣经里头给我们看见,
the Bible tells us
神要我们显出的爱,
the love which God wants us to display,
乃是从这个友情的爱,
it is a filial love,
进到神圣的爱里头去,
and to bring us into an agape love.
所以你从这些话里头,
so from these words we are able to see
他提醒我们,
the Proverbs remind us
爱的价值和意义,
and the value of love, the meaning of love,
有爱的光景是个怎么光景,
and what is the condition of love.
彼得就告诉我们,
Peter tells us,
他说我们的爱,
our love,
乃是进步的,
it is an advancing, increasing one.
我们属灵生命是要长进的,
and our life must mature, must grow.
而提到爱, 你发现在这里有两个字,
so here when he says love, there's two words here.
他说你要有爱弟兄的心,
you must have a brotherly love,
然后加上爱众人的心,
and add on to that, you must have love.
你看圣经, 你发现, 众人的心这几个字旁边有小点,
and you can see the love of all men, it is a footnote there.
那意思就是说是原文没有的,
now in the original text, for all men it's not there.
有爱弟兄的心,
to have brotherly love,
再加上有爱,
and you add on to that love.
有爱弟兄的爱是友情的爱,
when you have brotherly love, that's a filial love.
然后你加上神圣的爱,
and then add on to that is agape love.
这两个爱的字就不一样,
now of course such love is different.
你生命的长大,
and as you grow older,
你慢慢的长成,
as you mature,
你就看见,
you're able to see
神的爱在我们身上应当显出来,
and the love of God ought to be displayed upon us.
因为我们主就是爱,
because our Lord himself is love.
你我是在基督身上做肢体的,
and you and I are members of his body.
这个爱应当在我们身上有所建立,
and this love must be established upon us.
当然在我们人与人之间,
of course amongst men,
在肢体的相处里头,
amongst brothers and sisters,
我们的确常常也应当学习,
many a times we have lessons to
learn. 一个最基本的爱,
a very, very basic love,
这就是爱弟兄,
it is a brotherly love.
我们需要有这样子一个爱,
we must have such love.
但是,
but
神圣的爱,
but agape love is a life of life,
同样需要在我们身上表现出来,
it must be manifested from us.
再往前你看见,
now when we go further,
他说骄傲来,
it says humility,
羞耻也来,
and then when pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom.
换一句话说,
in other words,
另外一个字,
another word,
就是谦卑,
this humility.
神赐恩给谦卑的人,
and God gives grace to the humble.
神恨恶骄傲的人,
and he hates those who are prideful.
在箴言里面 16章,
and in Proverbs chapter 16,
他也给我们看见,
also shows us,
在神心里面所恨恶的,
and what God hates in his
有七样,
heart. There are seven things.
其中第一个提起来,
the first matter that's mentioned,
那就是骄傲,
it is a heart of pride, a prideful heart.
神恨恶骄傲,
and he hates the pride.
因为骄傲是从那堕落的,
that is because pride comes from the fallen angel.
因着他自己不满足,
because he was not satisfied,
他要高升他的自己,
and he wanted to exalt himself.
所以他被神赶出去,
and therefore he was cast out by God.
但是他来欺骗人的时候,
when he deceived man,
结果你就看见,
he also
succeeded,
because man disobeyed the word of God,
落在他的网罗里头,
and fell into his snare.
结果你就看见,
as a result we see,
骄傲的灵也就进到人的里头,
then the prideful spirit entered into man.
所以你看见人在地上都是骄傲,
so we can see men are all prideful in this world.
有哪一个人是谦卑的?
Who is humbled in this world? No. Many times we think we're humble. And we learn to be humble. And what is humility to us? And I always admire those who are older before. And we see the older brothers and sisters very humble. And I really respect the older brothers and sisters. And when I see the way they walk, I admire them. And they walk with such humility to bow their head. And they're a little bent over. And they won't hold the Bible like me. And then they hold it by their side. And they walk very humbly. And even they walk up in a humble condition. And I feel that is humility. So I learned to be humble in this way. So I walk like them.
这个年纪轻轻谦卑学不来
such a young age for me back then, I cannot learn humility in that way, but I hurt my back. And so we like to imitate. We like to imitate others. We like to imitate those great men. And we're influenced by them. Before, I did not need glasses. In the Chinese saying, oh, you're very fashionable, you look great with glasses. So I should put on a pair of glasses. And so I just use plain glasses.
很帅.
And then I look very handsome looking.
结果平光眼镜的戴成,
So with the fake glasses, now I really have glasses on. Now I must put on a pair of glasses. So we learn externally, try to imitate. But internally, we did not gain it. And we think humility is in this way. No. And just because you speak softly does not mean you're humble. Because you're walking slow does not mean you're humble. When you bow your head with your slouch back does not mean you're humble. But it is true humility within. Only one true humility. And that is our Lord. And you see our Lord on earth. And he humbled himself. And he was honorable. And he did not seek equality with God as a matter of being grasped, but he humbled himself. And only he can humble himself. Aside from the Lord, no one is humble. We thank the Lord. Our nature, our character of our Lord, he must weave this within us. And in order for us to follow the Lord, then can we have true humility? The Holy Spirit upon us, upon the flesh, to manifest our pride, to deal with this pride of ours.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, do not feel that we are not prideful, but we are exceedingly prideful. Now, externally, we have put a facade of humility, but it only shows forth how prideful that we really are. So there are these words, very fit. Now, when you are too humble, it in fact means that you are very prideful. Do not think that you're humble. But within us is pride, brothers and sisters. Even very simple words would expose
是不是?
Our true reality, right?
我常常说我们有一个同工,
now, many times we have this co-worker.
我是最怕跟他讲话,
I am afraid to speak with him.
因为想了很多, 有没有智慧的话, 才能够给他讲话,
because I have to think of many wise things to say to speak to him.
讲错一句话,
when you say something wrong,
他真是气的, 气得我, 气得不得了,
and he will just frustrate me so much.
但是你看他外表,
but when we look at that coworker, he's very humble.
哎呀, 他就是去给人家看见他说非常温和的样子。
He shows the gentle side of himself to others.
但是里面一点都不谦卑。
But within, not humble at all.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
谦卑不是我们 本来就有的,
humble humility does not is not in our nature. We are all those who are prideful, but we thank God. Our Lord is humble. He calls us
效法他
，to conform to him，
他能够降卑他的自己
，and he humbled himself，
能够洗门徒的脚
，so to wash the disciples' feet，
所以他留下这个榜样
，so he kept this example for us，
叫我们学会的像主一样
，so we can be as him，
有谁能够像我们
？Who can be like our Lord？
如果不是有主自己的生命
，unless we have the life of our Lord，
那当然往前你再看见
，of course if we go forward，
我们需要学节制
，we have to learn self-discipline，
要管束自己
，to have self-control。
那我们最难管的是什么
？Now what is most difficult for us？
就是我们的言语。
It is our speech。
所以讲完十章里面，你发现这些东西很接着就来了。
So on these chapter 10, we can see all these one after another。
多言多语难免有过。
That there with many words, transgression is unavoidable。
信实嘴唇就有智慧。
But he who restrains his lips is wise。
他又告诉我们。
And also tells us。
我们需要约束我们自己的性情。
Now we must also restrain our nature。
要不要随便发脾气
and do not easily be angered.
但这都说明了我们需要有节制，要管束
We have to have self-control, have discipline.
我们这些人都没有管束的
We are those who lack discipline.
虽然我们每天都是说我要减肥
and even though every time we say I have to get on a diet, lose weight.
我要管管我的肚子
and then I have to discipline my belly.
每一次都是吃完这顿饭才减
But I only say that after the meal.
所以每一顿饭以后都不可能减。
Yeah, so we cannot lose weight because we say that after we eat.
我们对自己一点都不会约束。
We cannot constrain ourselves at all.
我们呢很容易就暴露自己。
Very easily that our own nature is exposed.
我们本相就这样。
And that is our true nature.
所以有一首诗歌说。
So there's this hymn that says.
我们这些人不说又不安，说又太过，对不对
？That if we do not speak, we're not at rest. But when we speak, we say too much.
我们言语非常难以约束。
And so it is hard for us to control our tongue.It is the same with our nature, our temper, brothers and sisters.
你不要以为这个姐妹很温柔啊。
Do not think a particular sister is very gentle.
你没踩到她嘞。
No, but if you step on her,
踩了你才知道什么叫做狮子老虎。
Then after you step on her, you find out what a true lion is.
哎，你以为你娶的是羔羊啊。
And we think we have wed a lamb.
婚纱背后才是老虎。
But behind the veil is the lion.
所以不轻易发怒并不是容易的事。
And so to be slow in anger, it may not be a good thing.
你看。看见我们的本相
Well, that is our true nature.
我们需要圣灵的管束
We need the government of the Holy Spirit.
我们这些的人
For us.
实在是需要神的怜悯
We need the mercy of God.
叫我们能够做一个被管束在我们言语
So that we can be, have those have self-control, especially upon our speech.
在我们的脾气的上面
In our temper.
所以雅各告诉我们
So James tells us.
我们要学会在快快的听
We have to quick to listen.
慢慢的说
Slow to speak.
慢慢的动怒
And slow to anger.
那很快我们看见
And quickly then we go on.
我们需要有恩典
We have to have grace.
所以这里说我们应当给别人有怜悯
And so we have to show grace and mercy to others.
需要给出去
And it's something that we have to give.
对别人有恩
And we have to be gracious to others.
因为我们怜悯别人的时候
Because when we show grace to others.
那我们就是借给神
And that is we lend to God.
当我们怜悯的时候
And when we are gracious.
你看见
We can see.
神的性情就我们身上就显出来
Then the nature of God is manifested upon us.
因为神自己说
Because the Lord himself said.
他是有恩典有怜悯
He is compassionate and gracious.
这句话在圣经里面出现了好多次
And these words appear in the Bible throughout.
这是我们神的性情
And this is the nature of our God.
我们需要在神面前
And we have to be before the Lord.
上头来的智慧
To gain wisdom that is from above.
这从上头来的智慧
And the wisdom that is from above.
那就是满有怜悯
It is full of mercy.
同时我们必须要
At the same time, we must also have truth.
所以这里讲到真实。
So here when it speaks about truth,
他就讲到诡诈。
It also compares with being deceit.
诡诈的天平。
And a false balance.
耶和华所恨恶。
Is hated by God.
两样的砝码。
And so when you have two measurements, different weights. And it's displeasing, abominable to the Lord.
我们中国人做中医开中药店那是非常公平的。
Now, so when as a Chinese, you have the herbal medicine, it is a true scale.
因为你看见很多中医店上面都写。
And so many of the Chinese herbal stores would say,
同熟无息。
And that there's a true balance, you will not be deceived.
听得懂吗?
Do you understand?
同的是儿童。
And so, even when you're a child,
熟就是老人家。
Or when you're old,
所以同熟无息。
And so the saying goes that,
就是
We will not deceive you, either old or young.
我们非常忠，非常老实。
And so we are a honest merchant.
小孩子不欺负。
So we won't deceive or take advantage of the young or the old.
那就告诉你，专欺骗中年人。
So then if they don't cheat the young and the old, they'll cheat the middle age.
你每次去抓中药的时候
So each time when you go to these
stores, 他的算盘滴滴答答就看着你
And you can see the abacus and they're doing that, they're looking at you.
从来不知道他怎么算
We don't know what they're calculating.
他看到你穿得好多一个
Okay, so when you're dressed nicely, okay, one more.
减一个
Okay, when you're dressed not so nicely, they take some discount.
中年人去特别贵
And so when you're middle age and adult, you go, it's more expensive.
当然这是讲笑话
Of course, this is just a joke.
我们常常看着做生意的人都是诡诈的
We know those merchants, they're always deceitful.
所以它是两样的砝码
And so there are differing weights.
两样的这个生青斗
There are differing measures.
乃是神所称的
It is abominable to the Lord.
只有一个诚实的人
And only one who is true.
嘴唇的诚实
And that they are deal faithfully.
在神面前蒙神的喜悦
And that you will gain his delight.
因此神要我们看见
So the Lord shows us.
他只悦纳正直人。
He only accepts those who are upright.
正直的人的祷告。
And the prayer of the upright.
在神面前蒙悦纳。
Is his delight.
神把这些智慧的话给我们。
And all these words of wisdom God has given to us.
不只要让我们知道什么叫做智慧。
Not only for us to know what wisdom is.
要显出智慧的生活来。
It is to manifest a life of wisdom.
只有你我敬畏神。
Only when you and I fear God.
我们受着圣灵的约束。
And we are constrained by the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够行在智慧的上面。
Then are we able to go on this way of wisdom.
为着什么我们需要被建立起来
Why? It's because for us to be built together
圣灵在我们身上
The Holy Spirit upon us
要把这许多基督的性情组织在我们身上
It is to weave the form, the character, the nature of Christ upon us
为着建造他的教会
It's in order to build his church
这个教会
And this church
那是主在地上的见证
It is the testimony of the Lord on earth
你我这些的人
You and I
那是基督的见证人
We are the witnesses of the Lord
当你我的生命显出基督的性情
And when your life and my life manifest the nature of the Lord
你看着教会就被建造起来了
You're able to see then the church is built
你不要以为说
Do not feel
我们今天怎么叫做过教会生活
Today how do we have church living
我们以为过教会生活
We think that church living is
那不过这个礼拜天我们来了
We just come and gather together and worship on Sundays
我们与圣徒聚在一起
And we gather together with the saints
那我们就是做过教会生活了
And that is church living
那么礼拜一到礼拜六
Monday through Saturday
那我们就过我们自己生活了
I'm on my own living
哦，弟兄姊妹
No brothers and sisters
你我每一天每一个时刻
You and I each moment each day
请我们不要忘记
Let us not forget
我们都在被建造的过程
We are in the process of being built
我们都是在那里做基督的见证
And we are witnesses of Christ
当我们每一个人都在显出基督生命的来的时候
When each one of us are able to manifest the life of Christ
教会自然就被建造起来
Very naturally then the church will be built
人看神的教会
And when others see the church of God
并不仅仅来到你的礼拜堂
It is not merely when they come into your church building
人看什么叫做教会
When others see what is the church
那看我们这些属神的人
When they see us who belong to God
在我们每天的生活里头
Upon each of our daily lives
我们怎么显出基督的性情来
How is it do we manifest the nature of Christ
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这才是 神自己要在我们身上所做的工
Then this is the work of God upon us
所以你就看见基督在哪里要做建造他的教会
So when we see where is Christ to build his church
把我们建造在这磐石上面
We are built upon the rock
智慧正是要把他的性情
Wisdom is to form the character
组织在我们身上
To have it woven upon us
我们每一个的人
And each one of us
都显出基督的美丽
That each one of us will manifest the beauty of Christ
教会就被建造
Then the church is built
教会的那个美丽就显出来了
Then the beauty of the church is seen
你我如果不是这样子 被这样子的琢成
If you and I have not been worked and built in this way
没有让圣灵在我们身上做这个工
That the Holy Spirit does not have his way and do this work upon us
没有办法被建造
Then the church of God will not be built
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
可是今天许多人都以为说
Sadly today many feel
教会的生活
The church life
不过就是在礼拜天
Is only on Sunday
你我忘记了
You and I have forgotten
每一天你我都活在教会里面
Each and every day you and I live in the church
每一天你都在基督的身体里头
And each day we are in the body of Christ
每一天你我都被建造
Each day we are being built
难处乃是
The difficulty is
我肯不肯肯被建造
Am I willing to be built, to be molded?
愿被圣灵在我们每一天的时刻里头
Do I allow for the Holy Spirit each moment of this day?
来把他的性情组织在我们身上,
that he can constitute the image of Christ upon us.
当这些的柱子在我们身上建造起来,
and when this nature is constituted in each one of us, then the church is built.
这智慧的房子就被建造起来,
wisdom will build her house.
我们巴不得,
may it be.
主自己的话,
the word of the Lord will help us. That we will submit under the hand of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit upon us. That will gain his rightful position upon us. Each moment of each day. To renew us, to deal with us. So that the nature of the Lord will be constituted, woven within us. Brothers and sisters, this is what God is after. Let me use a little bit more time. Many times we say such nature, or perhaps in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit. Perhaps you say, if you have one and I have the other, that would be great. No. I remember Brother Ni said these words. That our Lord is in business. But our Lord is not a retail. But he is doing a wholesale business. Either you don't buy any with him, but if you're in business with him, you buy the whole package. Do not come to the Lord, oh, give me 2 ounces of righteousness. Oh, give me a few ounces of gentleness. Our Lord says no. If you want to buy from me, you're buying the whole thing. Because he is in the wholesale business. That's true. They are not individual matters. They are all wisdom. And that is our Lord himself. Upon us, he is to form himself in each one of us so that his nature would be manifest as displayed from us. May the Lord have mercy on us. This is the Holy Spirit's work. And that is wisdom building her house. May the Lord help us. So what we would take heed to the words of the wisdom. So that we place ourselves in the hand of the Lord. So that he can build us, form us. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Lord, may your word remind us. May your spirit work in us. And may the Lord, that your wisdom will be placed within us, that you yourself will work to establish us. So for us, we would be those who are being built, that we may be pillars of the house of wisdom, so that you may be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.